I'm Doug Tribou. Bill Littlefield has dropped his appeal and begun serving his 211-show suspension. Ahead on Only a Game, Major League Baseball takes another look at instant replay review. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Doug.
At this point, the public image of New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez can't get much worse. But with a little help from the investigative reporters at 60 Minutes, it's taken another hit. Safe to say Rodriguez wouldn't cut it in the mafia?
Well, this is both an interesting twist in the story and what sounds like a complete bag job to further bury Alex Rodriguez with the public. It's been somehow revealed to 60 Minutes that Rodriguez's people leaked the documents that implicated Ryan Braun and Francisco Cervelli, who's Rodriguez's teammate on the Yankees, in regards to the Biogenesis doping scandal. I mean, while I don't want to say one way or the other whether or not I believe the 60 Minutes story, I do believe that this is a bunch of people trying to undermine Alex Rodriguez's appeal.
The NFL is working on a plan that would implement testing for human growth hormone. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson thinks testing would be a good thing, but unlike most of his peers, he likes being accused of using performance-enhancing drugs. Why is that?
Well, first of all, we should get our terms straight. We should really know what we're talking about. Human growth hormone is not a performance-enhancing drug. It's a recovery drug. And if you want to say that helping someone recover from an injury faster qualifies as performance enhancing, then you've got to put painkillers in there, too. That's my editorial comment. Adrian Peterson considers it a compliment that people think that he could be using HGH, even though he says he's not using HGH.
On Wednesday, football fans across New England, except in Southern Connecticut, collectively gasped, stopped breathing when Patriots quarterback Tom Brady briefly limped after a slight injury to his knee. Normally, we like to base our reporting on actual information, but in this case, the Onion story is probably close enough, right?
Well, yeah, the Onion said that the state was evacuated to prevent anyone from bumping into Tom Brady's knee, and giving the reaction of local television up here, it's not that much of an exaggeration.
Murphy's Law being what it is, Philadelphia Flyers captain Claude Giroux signed an 8-year, $64 million contract extension last month, only to suffer an injury this week. But we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, hockey's a violent game. Wait a minute. Hang on. It's August.
Yeah, he was playing golf, and his golf club, quote-unquote, shattered and splintered into his finger and did some tendon damage. The story says it's unknown what caused the club to shatter. Doug, you and I know what causes clubs to shatter on the golf course. It's when you hit a bad shot and you hit them into large rocks and trees is what causes golf clubs to shatter. Own up to it, Claude. Own up to it.
Former Boston gangster and longtime resident on the FBI's most wanted list, James Whitey Bulger, was convicted on 31 of 32 counts Monday, including murder and racketeering. They can take Bulger's freedom, they can take his ill-gotten cash, but apparently there's one thing he doesn't want to give up. What's that?
He's got a Stanley Cup ring. He's going to give up $822,000 in cash, guns, knives, and personal possessions. But as he spends, you know, the next 9,000 years of his life in federal prison, if he lives that long, he's going to get to keep the A Stanley Cup ring. How Bulger got the ring, nobody knows. But in any event, he's going to have the finest bling on the cell block.
Jason Duffner won the PGA Championship at Oak Hill in upstate New York last weekend, beating out Jim Furyk. Duffner's not very emotive out on the course, but don't blame him. Blame the game of golf.
Yeah, he's bored, actually. It was very funny. After he won the tournament, which of course gives him a major and gives him all kinds of perks down the road, he said that other sports are a little bit more exciting. He said there are big plays in basketball and home runs in baseball and big plays in football that'll get you pumped up. But he says, for me, golf's a little boring. I hit it in the fairway or I didn't. Well, he should go golfing with Claude Giroux. It would be a lot more exciting.
If you were worried about Hall of Fame NBA coach Phil Jackson losing his cultural relevance, you can breathe easy. Rapper Kendrick Lamar dropped Jackson's name in an appearance on a song, Control, by Big Sean. And apparently Jackson noticed.
Yeah, the lyric says, if Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me, I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. And Phil tweeted back, it's okay to be cocky, sure, but we all need someone to lean on. Let's just call it mentoring. So this guy promotes a lyric, and Phil Jackson comes back with a Bill Withers song.
Following in the footsteps of the NBA's Jason Collins, Darren Young, another gay athlete from a prominent U.S. sports league, has come out of the closet. It still counts if the sport's fake, right?
I guess, yeah. But it's also important to remember that he's not the first WWE athlete to come out. Pat Patterson from Montreal, who's in the WWE Hall of Fame, and I didn't even know they had a Hall of Fame, also came out. So this is, maybe this is one way the WWE is ahead of folks.
28-year-old Italian tennis player Maria Bartoli won Wimbledon earlier this year, and now she's given new meaning to going out on top.
Yeah. Well, not quite on top. She did this after losing in Cincinnati, but yeah, she's announced her retirement. You know, she's already gotten tangled up with some idiot from the BBC who suggested that her father would have had to tell her when she was young that, quote, she was never going to be a looker. I'd love to see what the BBC guy looks like. But she had her big moment. She won Wimbledon and has now walked off the stage, and I hope she stays that way. I hope she's happy.
Fox Sports 1 debuts this weekend, promising nearly 5,000 hours of live programming annually. We've already got professional lumberjacking, squirrel water skiing, and bowling on TV. Do we really need more?
Well, it sounds like Fox Sports 1 is the perfect place for Only a Game, the television program. Do they have belts and a racing? I did a piece a long time ago when Fox got the NFL and was Rupert Murdoch's move into American sports, and I pointed out that you don't invite this guy in to be one of the guys. If you invite him in, he will do what he wants, and he doesn't care what the previous rules are. For example, Fox Sports 1 is picking up college basketball and college football. If Rupert Murdoch, for example, decides that the NCAA's rules are an inconvenience to him in building his network, he will blow up those rules. He is not in any way a partner. So I'm looking forward to Fox Sports 1. I'm looking forward to anything produced by his sports guru, David Hill, who I think is a genius. But make no mistake about what he's all about.
And finally, Charlie, the Arena Football League will be adding an expansion franchise in Los Angeles for the 2014 season. Is the City of Angels ready for a team owned by the God of Thunder?
That's right. They're going to rock and roll all night and play football every day. KISS now owns a sports team. LA now has a football team. And this is a whole bunch of stuff that Red Smith never had to deal with when he was writing sports. I'll tell you that right now.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. And he joins us each week at this time. Charlie, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.